What's that real estate market like? Is it still red hot, sizzling, ping, ping, pop, pop, poo-poo?
Ah, hot, hot.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. If you are going through it now, or just got through it, or about to go through, in any stage of it, really.
Yeah.
1-877-764-2535. Sales Dawn. Just went through it, right?
Good morning. I did. Well, I closed in February, first of March.
Okay.
So, yeah, right when I think we started looking in December at the height of the insanity.
Wow.
And I needed something like immediately. We were in a situation where my ex-husband put his house on the market in Oxford, sold in 7 days.
7 days.
Wow.
7 days. Well, and he had multiple offers in 7 days for a ridiculous amount over market value.
Wow.
So my son had been living with his dad. So after that, you know, now I have two college kids that are home. My plans had to change. I had to find somewhere. I looked at a rental. Rentals were ridiculous. And my realtor at the time, he was like, well, why don't you just buy? And I was like, oh gosh, you know, wasn't in my plan.
Yeah.
So when we decided to buy, literally anything that went on the market was gone within hours.
Like toilet paper, sold, like done. Yeah.
Like just done.
Right. Yeah. Folks are hoarding houses.
Not like they have a couple off. Nope. They already,
right.
They got it.
They're
signed,
gone.
Done, check written.
And we're not
gone.
Even talking nice houses. Some of these houses were, you know, where I lived in Oxford and my home, I loved it so much. And so the situation that I was in, every house that I was looking at, I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, this thing is awful. It's horrible. It's hideous. And the situation is just that anything that went on
my house.
That sounds like you walking right through.
You went to my house.
It's awful. It's hideous.
Oh, good heavens! It's gonna fall down.
Yeah. So wow. I luckily came across the one that I just closed on in Yalesville, and it was just a fluke because I had looked at it. I had an appointment. We drove by, made an appointment. The woman was supposed to meet me on a Saturday at noon. She stood me up. She sent me a text. Dawn, this house is no longer on the market. And it was like at 12:05. And I was sitting in the driveway going,
oh my
what
God.
In the, what?
Wait,
like,
you're
in your driveway?
In the driveway.
Yeah. The driveway is at the house that I was, and she's like, it went off the market. And that was it in the text message. And I tried to call her. And I texted her back. I was like, are you, like, what? Like, any good realtor would be like, you know what? I got plan B. So I ended up calling the realtor that was on the sign. And I was like, he's like, oh, I'm so, you know, it was right after Christmas. And he had an agent out that afternoon. And I was like, just confirm that it is off the market. And he goes, well, actually, it went back on just this morning because they had buyer's remorse and backed out last night. I go, wow. Oh, my God. Get me an agent. I'll be here waiting.
Wow. Yeah, I'm here right now,
that's
by the way.
Yeah, yes. Is that still 12:05?
I'm in the driveway and I have to pay.
I'm like, don't tell anybody. Like, just don't put it back on the market. And he's like, well, I can't do. And I'm like, please don't put it back on, you know, as active. And he's like, well, I can't do that. I'm like, well, that's fine. I will wait here until you find me an agent. And
yeah, I'm not
that's
leaving.
What happened.
Don't 3 days
me-
later.
Like, right.
Dawn's in the
like
driveway, like cooking
floor.
Soup.
Right. Almost out of gas.
Fire.
Almost out of gas.
Yeah.
I had to sell one of the
looks
kids.
Looks like you're just in an elaborate tailgating experience.
I had to sell one of the kids for lunch.
Yeah. I'll just help myself to a walkthrough.
Right.
I'm here.
Right. Yeah.
I know. It's, I mean, no joke. That's just how it was. And, so yeah, so then, you know, I looked at the house and it wasn't ideal, right? It wasn't where I didn't really
wait,
know.
Wait, so
where
you
I
got in.
Be.
How long did it take you to get into that house?
So, well, it was an estate. It was like the father had passed away. So it just, and because I did FHA, so it took a little bit longer because of the loan, but we were in about 30 days after that.
Just to see
we
it?
No, I mean
later.
To see it.
Oh, no, that afternoon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so you didn't leave.
I literally wasn't. No, I wasn't leaving. Yeah, I literally I was like, I will wait. I like we waited. I think we went to lunch until he found somebody and we came back and looked. When I tell you guys things were not on the market for more than hours at a time. And this house, the location is beautiful. And I knew I had to go in at full price. I almost went in over market value or overpriced just because I didn't want to, you know. So that afternoon, same thing. There were like 10 people that looked at the house. And I was like, okay, get this offer and get it in, get it full, you know. And the guy, thank God, took it. And so here we are. But it was insane because you remember I had just sold my house in Oxford right before the pandemic hit, and I lost so much money on that house. And then you turn around and look at this market, and that house would have, you know, sold like for a ridiculous amount.
There's a lot of people who went through that.
Now,
there's nothing you could do.
Now, is there a ghost in this house? Was an estate sale.
No. But and if you see on the marketplace, like on Facebook Marketplace and all these neighborhoods, people are saying, hey, I'm putting my house up for sale in May. My girlfriend right next door in Oxford didn't even have her house on the market. It was a friend of a friend that came over to for something. And she offered her like a ridiculous amount of money, didn't even put it on the market. And Kelly's like, okay, bye. They're moving.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's that?
Yeah. 30 days to close and be in with.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Sounds fast.
It does.
It was fast. But, you know, it can be done. You just have to really get, you know, your paperwork in, your offer in, all the. And it's inspections and, you know, all those other things that have to get done. But, yeah, it can be done. I mean, I was in a situation. I was living in that little bitty apartment. I was going insane. So
it took me 30 days just to move all my crap from one house to another.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, next time you get a truck, don't put it in a bicycle basket.
Right, yes.
So many truckloads.
Yeah.
In the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but I do. I feel sorry for anybody that's, you know, in desperate need of a home. You know, that I was in a desperate need of a home. I mean, it really was. So
you were in a desperate need, and how long did it take you? So you started in December.
Yeah, December. We closed in February. So
March.
We started looking in February, March, or oh my gosh, December, January, February. So 2 months. But yeah, 2 months when all was from start to end.
The last time we went to the phones with this, we had a lot of people calling saying, we've been looking for months. And we come in, we offer, house goes on the market. We're immediately there with an offer, not even getting inside the house. And the house is gone. And no one even got inside the house.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true. People are buying them sight unseen. Because that's
really
the situation. I would have.
I need numbers.
Because there was, you know, I was looking as far out as Southington. And you know how far that is. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is insane. This is insane that I'm having to extend my search to Southington. And that house, same thing. I was like, oh, cute house. Gone.
Don't say it out loud next time. Don't say cute house.
Exactly.
Just go,
Before you had a chance to just like it.
Don't you go, ew!
When you click on those, sorry, Don, go ahead.
No, and that's what happening is people were looking at the house and sight unseen, putting in an offer, and then, you know, a week or two later, the houses go back on the market because they didn't get approved for a mortgage or they changed their mind. But it's almost like they're like tagging the house so nobody else can get it before they do. And then the deal falls through. So you see that a lot on Realtor.com and Zillow.
Yep.
The Zillow. You know, the house. I wonder how they're handling the, what's it called, the Zestimate or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Because they kind of tell you what the house is, like if you're getting a good price or if it's a little bit over market. Yeah. They can't, this meter can't even keep track of that now,
heard it
right?
Broke.
It probably just says question mark. I don't know.
Right. No idea.
And I'm sure because my, you know, what I paid for this house at a certain point, I was like, I don't care. Right. I knew what my limit was. I knew what my limit was. And I know I overpaid for this house, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Got it.
You know, I'm in
there's
it.
There's no option.
I look at
there's
it.
No other option. Right. If you want a house, you got to pay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a sad situation that a lot of people are in, really is. So, but it's all good now.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're in. You're
much
good.
Better now.
Yeah. How much would you say you paid over what the house was actually worth? So you paid full price, but it also went on higher than it was worth.
Yeah. So. Probably at least $50,000-$60,000 over what it.
All right, I feel much better now.
Yeah,
I am not moving right now.
Yeah.
Well, my ex put his literally on the market for $200,000 over what he had just months before he started listing it, before the boom hit, was, you know, quoted. It was $200,000.
$200,000 over.
Right. In Oxford.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, in Oxford.
Yeah.
And it went.
Yeah. Oh, it went in 7 days with multiple offers.
7 days.
Mm-hmm.
200.
Oh, man.
Well, over.
Over.
I keep saying that.
Damn.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. The problem is, like, even if you want to sell now, you got to figure out where you're going to go.
Yeah. Well, he moved to Pennsylvania, so he's good. There's no boom in Pennsylvania, right? But that's the problem. If you're staying local, there's nowhere to go.
Right. Right.
You know, there's nowhere to go.
You can't build because lumber.
You can't build. And that was the other thing. I was thinking of a building.
No. No.
You can't.
Nope.
Mm. All these builders have stopped building. It's just crazy.
Well, the lumber is expensive, and they're so busy. Good luck getting contractors over now.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I know. Right.
All right, Dawn. Well, I'm glad you're settled, so that's good.
Me too. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'll have to have everybody over for a party.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Please.
When is that going to happen? So,
pretty soon.
Saturday? Right.
Finishing up.
All right. We'll see you in an hour. All right. Bye. Sales Dawn. Talking about real estate stories. So many of us going through it.
Yep.
I was just going through the Realtor.com app, and in Milford, once you get below the crazy waterfront, $3 or $1.5 million houses, and you get to like normal people prices, it's contingent, 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 new. And then maybe there's a stinker there.
My house?
If it's not contingent and not new, you're like, what's wrong with this house?
For
it's been out for a week.
Why?
It's not sold yet.
Why?
Corey's on the phone. Corey Adams has a story. Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello,
good,
Corey.
Thank you. What happened?
So about three months ago, one of my friends moved to Florida. He put his house up for sale, and he was, I want to say it was 245 range. He told me he'd take a little bit off if I wanted to buy it. So I contacted a realtor that I know is reputable.
That's a great price, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as the ones are locked. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and it was a nice house. He only had it for about a year before he moved. So then I contacted through Zillow, the rep. So they call me and like, oh, we can't wait for that pre-approval letter from your guy. So they made me talk to one of their reps. So some back and forth. Then their a lot of weird questions. Then, and long story short, they couldn't, they said, oh, we don't think he's going to afford it, which I tried to argue that. And then from there, they said, well, I said, this is my friend's price. They're like, no, well, we got offers for about 8,000 more. And so after all that happened, wait about 48 hours later, my friend posts online, will somebody please buy my house? Kind of like half joking, half serious. So I messaged him. I said, dude, I tried and explained what happened. And he goes, I don't know what they're talking about because we had zero offers on the house.
Aha.
Wow.
I smell shenanigans. Yep.
Yeah.
This is why you got to get someone good to represent you. Jonathan Carbeauty.
Yeah.
This is,
and you said
they were asking you weird questions. What were underwear color?
Right.
No, they were asking me like they want to run my credit again after it was already run, and then they just kept saying like we don't think you can afford it with your income.
That's weird.
Because they're holding like my child support against me. They're hiding my student loans against me. That's all paid.
Typically real estate agents don't handle that part of it. They say, do you have financing? Here are some numbers of people who do that stuff. They don't sit there with a calculator, run through your personal numbers, and then make a judgment on you. They let the mortgage companies do that.
Exactly, and that's what they were doing.
That whole deal is weird.
Somebody wanted the house.
And he had a connection. He knew the guy that was selling it.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did you end up with the house?
No, somebody somebody else ended up with it. I'm still living with some family. And
so you're still looking.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah.
After all that.
Were you out this weekend?
No, we're taking a little bit of a break. We're going to start looking again once my girlfriend gets settled with her situation again. We're going to start looking maybe, like, I'm still browsing online and stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
But we kind of have specific areas where we know where we want to live, so we're not, like, not going after the first thing out there. Or,
yeah. Well, it sounds like you have to go with the first thing out there or as soon as it comes out.
Right.
But
without seeing it.
You may have to.
I hear you wanting to take a break, so. Keep us posted. I'd love to follow your storyline here. And, you know, when make an offer, get an offer, accepted offer, inspection. If you even do that, people now are saying,
waving it,
yeah. Don't worry about inspections.
Right. Oh, don't worry about that.
Any other weird questions you get, you know,
right,
anything.
Exactly.
I would never buy a house and waive the inspection. I looked at a house with dirt. The dining room floor was dirt. Like soil.
Wow. That was
like
the earthy,
ground.
That was
outside.
The earthy part of it. It's great for earth people.
That was the dining
floor. It's like,
floor.
Wait, isn't this dirt supposed to be outside?
Right. Well, that's
I remember you telling me about that.
It was literally the dirt from outside.
It's a nature lover house.
So they took some like screened in porch or something and made it like a real room without doing all the right things.
Yeah, I don't know if there was ever a permit pulled, but I would rather not have dirt in my dining room.
Like when the gopher came through. That part was cool.
Oh, hey, it's the new neighbors.
Hey, gopher.
These bugs look unusually large to be inside.
Wow, that's wild. Well, it wasn't the inspector that found that. You found that, right?
It was a combination. Yeah, Eric found the well in the middle of the dining room. He picked up a stone. Yeah, there was a dry well, like a 6-foot dry well. And we looked at the, you know, the disclosure information, like maybe some wet floors when it rains. It's
wet.
Like, that's because it's dirt.
If you have a dry well in the middle of your dining room, that's designed to catch water.
Yes.
That means it's, hey, there goes my plate.
Right.
Whoops.
Yeah, but you can float boats in there. It's pretty cool.
All right, Corey, thank you. Good luck, brother. Appreciate
it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, real estate stories. Chaz, Long Island.
What's going on, guys?
Hello. Hey. Great name.
I'll get to the main part of the story first in case I lose you from driving.
All right, cool. All right.
Basically, we went to closing on a house 2 years ago before the houses really started soaring. And at the closing, the other seller wouldn't come. She wouldn't. She had her lawyer represent her because I guess she was too good to be in our presence, whatever.
Right.
But we're about to close, and the other lawyer gets a phone call from the lady saying that they need to change the contract. Now we're like, you know, what the heck is this? So they do their little fax thing back and forth, and the thing that they amended on the contract was we had to accept responsibility or liability or some like legal term for one couch and one patio table, and that's what like held it up for like an hour while we were waiting for things to go back and forth because she didn't take it out of there, and I guess she didn't want to be, I don't know, I guess if you leave stuff there to breach a contract or something, I don't know.
Yeah, because you could stop the whole thing when you do that final inspection. You could just say, there's some garbage there, and then the bikes
are... It was ridiculous. And then we were like, we'll just throw it out, and 2 years later, we still have the couch in there.
So you got a free couch.
There you go, nice.
But the other part of the story, this lady was such a pain in the butt to deal with the house. We had to paint the windows of a house that we didn't even own yet because the mortgage didn't want to do it because the windows were rotted. They didn't want to mortgage the house because it could have been lead paint because the house was built in 55.
Oh.
She wouldn't, like, do any... We literally had to go over there and paint the house that we weren't even in contract with.
That's weird.
It was the strangest thing, but we wanted the house. I got a house... You guys been in Long Island. I got a house in the Pine Barrens in Manorville.
Oh, wow.
On an acre of property for $251,000.
You can smell the pines.
I'd be out there roofing that house.
Seriously. No,
wow.
And we were in a rush because my son was due in like 3 months. So we were like pushing along. I'm like getting gift cards from my lawyer, like, you know, to go to dinner. Let's try to keep things moving for
us. Wow, whatever it takes. You worked it hard.
Nice.
Nice.
But we did get it though.
Good. Yeah, smart.
But
great price.
It's worth it though. If you got to do it, I thought it was kind of crazy, but my wife is like, don't let your ego get to you. Go there, paint it, do what you got to do. And,
that's right.
You know. And we got it.
Notice she told you.
And you got a house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A house.
Yay.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for
having me. I love the show, guys. Take it easy.
Right, thank you, man. Thank you. Matthew in Southbury.
Yeah, hi. We closed in April of last year after inspections and everything. It was about March when our offer was accepted, right after the shutdown. So everything kind of changed. The biggest thing that we ran into was the mortgage loan. Sometimes they give you a little wiggle room and stuff like that. They give us a set price, which was $30,000 under ask. So we went to the person selling the house. We basically said, this is what we're getting. This is our offer. And because it was priced based on all the mortgage loan offers that they were getting at that time, and no one knew yet what the real estate market was going to look like, because this was before New York started moving in. This was before houses were going in hours and all that stuff. We kind of got lucky.
Wow.
And we got, when you look at what you said with the Zillow estimates now, a month ago, it was $50,000 more than we paid. And I guarantee if you went a month now, it would be, you know, higher than that.
Yeah.
And then all the houses around us when we moved in were what the other woman said prior, literally within hours, they were gone. So we have probably about six new neighbors just within, you know, a month.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a lot of cakes, a welcome wagon.
Well, it's just yeah, moving trucks.
I just brought you brownies, for Christ's sake. Now who the hell are you?
Wait.
Son of a, really?